النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed successor. He was the 10th divinely appointed imam. He was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. A great number of Muslims believed in the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they found it obligatory upon them to follow and obey Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. A vast amount of legal dues and monies that must be given to the imam were carried to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, as he was the financial epicenter of the Shia. And it was partly due to this financial leadership of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam that governmental investigators and policemen reported in detail to the Abbasid Caliph al-Mutawakkil. And so al-Mutawakkil Abbasi was the most bitter enemy of not only the Alawis and the followers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, but he was a bitter enemy of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad alayhi salam. So what a beautiful, Imam we have here. We see that he's one of the Imams who talks a lot about theological and jurisprudential and philosophical matters, of course, which were very prevalent in his age and in his era. And there were, these discussions that were going about. So it was quite important for the Immaculate and Infallible Imam to discuss some of these issues, if not all of the issues that he was able, to discuss during his era, of course, before His Eminence's Shahada and his martyrdom. In one certain conversation, we see that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he answers one of his companions and he brings up a verse of the Holy Quran. He says that, or he recites, "Allah, it is who has revealed the book to you. Some of its verses are decisive," meaning they are clear, "and they are the basis of the book, while others are allegorical or mutashabe." And then the verse of the Holy Quran continues, "Then as for those in whose hearts there is a sickness or a perversity or a corruption, they will follow the part which is allegorical or mutashabe, seeking to mislead and wanting to give it their own interpretation." Very interesting kind of, statement here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has revealed a book which, of course, some of the verses are very clear, they're manifest, they're decisive, right? And they don't need any kind of explanation. And they are the basis or the foundation of the Holy Quran. But then he says that there are others that are mutashabih, they are allegorical, metaphorical, symbolic, right? And they need explanation. And this is the beauty of the Holy Quran, is that these verses which are mutashabih, or they are allegorical, they are symbolical, you need a reference point. And of course, the reference point is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the divinely appointed Imams alayhi wa salam. And of course, very righteous, high-level tafsir or mufassirin, of the Holy Quran that can explain the allegorical and the metaphorical and the mutashabih verses of the Holy Quran. But then very quickly, the verse continues. It says that those people who have some kind of a sickness or a corruption in their heart, and they want to mislead people, or they want to give a verse of the Quran their own interpretation, of course, for various selfish personal interests, that they follow the part which is mutashabih and it is allegorical. And Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam concludes and says that the best of my servants, and this is a verse from the Holy Quran, are the ones who follow the clear and decisive verses and in turn do not use the allegorical verses to mislead people. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.